Carlton, what principles and processes do you use to resolve conflict and differences of opinion? Give an example.
I appreciate that question. I think principles are really important. When I was elected 4 years ago, as we all did, we took an oath to uphold and support the Constitution. And that oath to support and uphold the Constitution is a very important oath. I'd taken it before when I joined the military, and as a young 18-year-old, and that gave me an opportunity to learn what does the Constitution really mean. Because when I took that oath, the person giving it to me asked. And I actually knew a little bit about the Constitution, and I know a lot more now. When we talk about how do we decide, how do we govern, we go to these types of issues. You have to go to the principles involved. You have to go to the foundational issues. On the Arts Council, people say, why are you opposed to some of the park tax funding? It's because of the principle involved. If you're taking money through the power to tax and then redistributing it to a non-governmental entity, that's socialism. Now, if you're buying a product or a service, that's okay, but you have to ask, is it the proper role of government? And so I think the first question you ask is principles. What is the principle governing this? Is it property rights? Is it, you know, individual agency and freedom? Is this something the government should be involved in? If it is, which there are, of course, things that the government should be involved in, then what should that role be? And I think you have to listen. The way you resolve conflict is to listen, you make a decision, and everyone moves forward.
You know, I would say that a really good guiding principle that I have used and I have found very effective is that alienating yourself does no good. And you can fall on a principle, yes you can. And, but being collaborative with council members, citizens and staff gets you a long way. And so part of my personality trait is that I am very collaborative. And you get people and you listen to them, and you try to understand all the facts, and then you make a decision. But if you're going to isolate yourself and then call out your fellow council members for not standing by the Constitution, as been stated by Councilman Bowen in meetings, because we funded through a federal program some aging water structure through a CDBG grant through Mountland Associated Government. He isolated himself and called us on the carpet that we had just violated our oath of office. And so if I would have thought that, I would have probably taken somebody aside privately, talked to him about it, and not caused alienation. That's what we see in Washington. And let me tell you something, American Fork is not Washington. We do not need to bring it here and think that we have to act like them and draw divisions and lines. We're in it together, and we can act responsibly. But I am a person that brings people together.